Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Time now to open up EB's entertainment page, brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES. You'll get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
What you got, Mr. Bickle?
All right, boys. I just wanted to report on this Clay Travis deal. I know a lot of people don't like him, but who cares?
Remind me of Clay Travis.
He's a country singer?
He does a gambling show on Fox.
Yeah, I would think you would know him. But anyway, he's got his own site, Outkick, right? He does a radio show. He's got his podcast, whatever. And he just sold Outkick. To Fox, and we don't know. We're trying to figure out how much he sold it for.
Yeah.
But like Barstool sold for like $163 million, and that was a bargain. What is it? Who's the guy that was just on ESPN?
Dan Le Batard.
He got like $100 million or something. Yeah.
DraftKings ponied up at least $50 million for the rights to his podcast.
DraftKings basically bought his show.
Right. I mean, the amount of money. So I'm looking at the they don't have the salary here. So I mean, it's not salary, but how much the purchase price was. Eventually it'll come out because Fox is a public company, right? So eventually we'll find out. But what I'm looking at is it says that his podcast network boasts 4 million monthly episode downloads. Well, when we were in our peak, you know, pre-COVID, on this, weren't we approaching like 2 million? Or what was it? What were we approaching like monthly downloads?
Like cumulative?
Yeah, it just says monthly episode downloads.
About 700 to 800,000 was our peak.
Before that, it was about 2 million. There's a way that you can fudge the numbers.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, let's fudge the numbers to make them as high as possible.
No, we had a workaround where we were getting about 2.5 million downloads a month.
Right, I'm sure, and they're doing a similar thing too. He had 4 million.
Yeah.
And you know he probably got 100 million plus. Outkick. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Well, we've been saying that forever.
And by the way, we'll get a ton more downloads when we get fired and when we leave.
That is true.
Yeah.
But so, we had multiple segments.
Understood.
That's why there were so many downloads.
Yeah, like we would have it cut up so there would be 12 segments a day.
Right.
So,
right, and so you know,
and I'm sure they can manipulate the numbers as much as they want.
Everybody, if you're smart, you would do that.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do in our next negotiation. We're going to manipulate the numbers.
We're going to cash in for $150 million.
Oh, that's the dream.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. Did you guys miss out?
Yeah, probably.
We've botched our career in so many ways, but we have botched our career
a hundred different times.
A hundred different ways too. Yeah.
You guys should be filthy rich, like not well off, but like filthy rich.
I agree.
Like dumb money,
like Opie and Anthony money.
Yeah, those guys cashed in.
I covet that sort of money.
They cashed in. I mean, look, we had a nice life, and I'm not. Gonna...
I mean, in radio in the heyday when when you breathe on mic and you make $500.
We have not monetized this show to its maximum.
We just want to get massively overpaid on one deal.
Yeah.
Just massively overpass on one.
Do we have to wait until we get fired to get in on the podcast coin?
I don't know. Well, we could. Yeah,
we've been talking about it for years.
But we could do one with the station, but
station,
we got to take half their cut.
Well, we got to chop it 100 different ways.
It's got to chop it too many ways. It's not profitable.
Right now, right. So that's what that's what I'm saying. We have to wait until we're not working for Odyssey.
Yeah, we're saving it. That's we're saving it.
But at that point, people might not be interested.
Well, we build our audience grows with you. They grow old with you. Anyway, yeah. I'm looking at that and I'm going, Dan Levitard. I mean, God bless Dan Levitard. Yeah, but you know,
that was the eye opener for me when I saw DraftKings pony up 50 milli for the rights to the Dan Levitard show.
You think
that was a big old eye?
I thought his eye opener. I thought his share was 50. I thought it was like 100 million.
It was like 100 million.
Yeah, it was like 100 million. His share, I think, is 50, but like 100 million.
Yeah, but Eric would do FanDuel Radio if they came with that kind
of course.
Money. Of course, Al Qaeda Radio.
Of course we would. All of us would.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I would talk about the worst things in history for that kind of money.
Yeah. Of course. So anyway, I'm just looking at these numbers. I mean, this is you want to talk about a time to cash in on the podcast game's never been hotter.
The time is now.
I mean, what they gave Rogan. I mean, God bless Rogan. He's great.
100 million plus. Huh? 100 million plus.
Yeah, that was probably a bargain. Yeah.
What is Outkick? Is that an MMA podcast? What is it?
No, it's just his website.
Outkick is his website. Started as a college football SEC blog like 15 years ago.
He's just
I think it's Outkick, the coverage. So he just talks.
Yeah. Oh, so it's
the coverage. He talks, which is sports. You know, about like kind of dating up or, you know, it's a common phrase.
Oh, okay. Well,
they shortened it to Outkick in the
last couple of years. But I'm just saying that's the derivation.
It was just a blog that is grown and he's now got a radio show and he's got podcasts, whatever.
How does Jason not know who Clay Travis is? That's actually stunning.
Especially because of the gambling show.
No, when you said Clay Travis, I was thinking of a country.
He used to be on one of those ESPN shows. He used to be like one of the buzzer guys, or like, you know, the show with
like Around the Horn.
Yeah, wasn't he on that?
I don't know. I don't know if he was ever on that or not.
Are you certain?
I never watched.
I don't think so. But
I don't think he's ever been ESPN.
I don't watch.
Maybe it's just a Fox show that.
Have we had Clay on the show before?
Yes.
Yeah. We have? Okay.
At least once.
Look, my mind is mush. I forget about a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm trying to guess the number, and I'm sure it's absurd. And anyway, just keep it in mind. All right.
The Al Qaeda junkies.
So so Raya is in the news again. We did the story yesterday of Ben Affleck, right? Who was on Raya. And then he was hollering at the chick or whatever on Instagram, and she kind of outed him. Well, now a 19-year-old girl saw that, and she thought it was funny that Matthew Perry has been hollering at her.
So big fatty. You know he's a big fatty.
So then she released video of him playing 20 questions with so he's 51. He's our age. And he's playing 20 questions with this, like, hot 19-year-old. Meanwhile, I believe he announced he was engaged in November.
Isn't that what Pete Haley does with B. Mitch and Finley, like on a weekly basis?
Right.
But 20 questions.
It's not with a hot chick, though. It's like with an obscure guy who used to play for Washington.
So how do you – I mean, all of these people are just whoring these celebs that are hollering.
Well, it's the end of the app now.
Yeah.
It's over, right? Because the whole point is it's supposed to be like a secret app.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Matthew Perry has a silly birthday, August 19th. He's bald. Him and Kirk Cousins, flakes.
It's a terrible day.
I know it's a terrible day for you. I've forgotten that that's the day your mom passed.
Yeah, let's not bring that one up.
My bad.
That's all right. I don't expect you to remember.
I'd forgotten that. Man, that's a buzz. That's a buzz.
Yeah, you just ruined the whole vibe of the show.
EP's ruined.
You can never talk about his birthday ever again.
The feast is ruined. I'll never bring up that date ever again.
So, I mean,
what are the odds, by the way?
Well, I know. It's just
that your mom would.
My mom's going to pass on his birthday.
Yeah, I don't know. It's terrible, but what are you
I'm a jerk. I'm a jerk.
It's Cakes' fault.
All right.
Sorry.
Cakes, I'm just messing with you.
I know.
My mom just passed him few weeks ago, and I barely remember the exact date.
Yeah, I actually
don't.
So
for you to remember Jason's mom's death date would be very difficult.
Well, that's because I brought it up to him before.
Well, everyone processes things differently, right? My dad's death is so haunting, I try not to think about the date, right? So when it comes, I know it's in February, but I have not memorized the date.
Well, my dad's death date is definitely haunting. Ooh, Halloween.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't know the date. I don't know the date. My dad died.
Such a bizarre conversation.
I feel like I've taken down a horrible road.
But it shows how everybody deals differently, right? Yeah. Like Jason, yeah. the way he deals.
I couldn't let it pass when
That's
he said
fine.
It's a great
no, but
day.
But I'm just saying, in real life, he the date's locked in.
Don't
his
we
brain.
Have a penis story to talk about or something?
Yeah. We all process things differently. All right. Top 20 most popular karaoke songs. Now, I'm not going to go through all of them, but do you guys want to take shots at the top five?
Yes.
I'll see if you can guess.
Is this all time?
This is current. This is front. Now, some of these are old songs. They're not current songs necessarily.
Mm-hmm. This has got to be a top fiver.
I'd say top five most popular karaoke songs of 2020.
Does anybody else want to go first?
I'll go with Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
I think that seems like a good guess, but it's not even in the top 20.
It's actually Living on a Prayer. There's no G on the end.
All right.
Okay. That offends the Bon Jovi set out here.
All right.
Okay? You can't say Living on a Prayer. It's Living on a Prayer.
Right. Anybody else?
Don't Stop Believing by Journey. It's got to be a top fiver.
Not a top fiver.
What?
All right,
not a top 20-er.
Really?
Like Sweet Caroline.
Oh, Sweet Caroline
that's
is
gotta
10.
Be up there.
10. Well, I got a top
what
10
an annoying or... song. All those Sox fans.
You're never
going to
get
Sweet
number
Caroline.
One. I'll say this. It's from a movie soundtrack.
If you think hard enough, you can get it. But we don't have enough time in the show.
Little girls
thinking hurts
for this song. Little girls, I think.
Little girls,
oh,
they like
I
this
know.
Song.
Let It Go by yes. from Frozen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh,
what a terrible song.
I mean, it is a smash hit. Don't think it isn't.
I don't think it's a terrible song. It's not your taste, but it's not a terrible song.
Well,
it's
I've just
very
heard
catchy.
It. I've just heard it a billion times. That's
Isabel
all.
Has a doll. If you walk by it, it starts singing.
The number two song?
Isn't that the singer?
I don't know it off the top of my head. I don't know it by just the title. I'm sure I've heard it, but I don't know it off just the title.
I think, isn't the singer of that song the same woman who's in a commercial where she starts singing to?
Yes. It's Idina Menzel, correct?
Is that
or as John Travolta called her years ago, Adele Dazeem, when he just completely butchered her name.
That's a good recall that you remember how Travolta called her. I knew he botched it, but you actually remember?
Well, I mean, that's a clip that's been played a billion times.
All right, do you have number two, Valdez? Can you play it?
Give me 10 seconds.
All right. Number two, do you guys know, or should I say it, or just wait till you play it?
I'll just play it. It has 181 million views on
Do you know
YouTube.
The song by the title?
I do not know it by the title.
Yeah, I don't know it by the title, but this is number two most karaoke'd song of 2020.
I've heard this a million times, sadly, on Kids Bop Radio. They
say, oh my God, oh, I know see the song. Way you shine. That's number two? Take
your hand, my dear. I've heard it before, but...
Oh, I've heard this a
I've never
times.
Heard this song in my lifetime.
I don't know that I've heard this version. Once it picks up, Cakes. Well, this is like some karaoke version that you're playing, right?
It hurting.
I know, that sounded silly, though. I actually like that. All right.
Who's the original who is artist on that?
It said, I don't know, I'm going to mispronounce it. It says Tones and I. Maybe Tonus, Tones and I don't know. Number three, Old Town Road.
Terrible.
Number four.
Terrible song.
Awful.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to this, Old Town remember how popular this song was?
Yeah.
3 years ago?
Of course.
Another sign that society is irretrievably broken.
Number four, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Makes sense, but I mean, that's got to be impossible to sing, right?
It's a long
yeah, I mean,
song.
Freddie Mercury just crushes it.
And then
nobody
number
has
five
his range.
Makes sense. This is, I'm going to let you guys guess it. This is a duo for number five from a movie. A duo from a movie.
A recent movie?
Yes.
Oh, it's the one with Bradley Cooper.
Shallow.
Oh.
Shallow. You could see that one being a very heavily karaoke'd. I actually get sized for this one. Sorry. Tell me something,
girl. I got sized. First week.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
I don't know. Way back in the day, like 20 years ago, like EB and I and like a group of people would go to some karaoke joint in DC.
There was an Asian place.
Yeah.
Went to.
Yeah.
Doesn't Bradley
you
Cooper.
You guys would.
uses belt in an unorthodox fashion. Like he puts it around the wrong part of his body.
You're saying you guys went to a karaoke and actually performed?
We had a group of like 20 of us.
Really?
I mean, 20 might be a little large.
But
I would
never do that.
Four or five couples.
That's something I would never do.
It can be fun.
You do anything.
Get a few drinks in you, you'd do it.
No, I wouldn't. I guarantee I wouldn't.
What was your song?
Oh, I don't remember. But you know, normally, if I do one, I haven't done one in 15 years. Normally, what's in my range is Hootie. Hootie's in my range.
But what was that white rap band you loved, the white rap rap group back in the 90s, early 90s? Color Me Bad. I guarantee you did Color Me Bad. Yeah, you did that.
That Horsey and I would just do that at the house.
You love that song.
Yeah, I did.
Do some BBD.
We would sing. We would basically have karaoke at the house. We would just, you know, who didn't do that in college?
Me.
Who did that all the time? Who didn't do that? You didn't sing?
Everybody. No. Everybody I know except for you.
Oh,
you
know, no,
I've got pictures of like Horsey and EB grabbing like my crutches.
You know, Eric's a fun guy.
Thank you.
So you did karaoke.
Here
too?
It is. Here's Valdez starting to kiss up.
Now you're sucking up, Valdez. Yeah. It's unflattering.
Yeah. Sounds pretty interesting.
I'd sing with you, Eric.
Thank you. We would sing this all the time. We would sing Color Me Bad. We would sing Boys to Men. We would sing Shy. We would
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, I guess. But they wasn't the great singers there, but
did you guys ever mix in any Pearl Jam or anything silly like Nirvana?
We couldn't really sing that. We sang R&B. We like to sing R&B.
Gotcha.
Valdez, Drab, have you ever gone to a bar, a karaoke bar, and performed?
Yes. I've actually gone with my father.
Oh, your dad?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Don't sleep on charity, Yogi.
We're in Ocean City.
You guys do like old school, like classic rock?
I don't know. We're just out in the town.
Were you guys just like hammered?
One. Yeah.
Hammered with your dad?
Yeah. Do you remember what you sang?
Yeah.
What did I sing? Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, man. Don McLean, American Pie. Longest song in the world. I know, but longest song in the world.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
I mean, usually there's a list. I remember when we would go with this kind of like group of couples. There's a list, and you just kind of look at the list and you pick one.
Yeah, and then in college, I believe EJ's Landing had karaoke night in College Park.
Nice.
So I will say this: I used to talk about it all the time. My neighbor, where I draw the line is, my neighbor, very sweet, and her husband, great people. They have this great. They had the rock star party every year. And it was karaoke, but everyone, you had to dress up as a rock star.
Right.
And
weren't you K-fed?
One year, just as sort of a way of doing nothing, I wore like a white T-shirt and jeans. It was kind of a way of protesting, and I said I was K-fed. But one year I did acquiesce, and I dressed up as John Lennon. Remember, I got like John Lennon glasses and long hair.
Yeah, and then Dina was Yoko.
Yeah, Dina was my Yoko.
Need to see that picture. I need that picture in the Hangout.
That's where I draw the line. I'm not a costume guy.
Imagine all the people.
And Stevie was Julian.
Exactly.
You're lucky Mark David Chapman didn't show up at the party. Stick a gun in your back.
I would have wanted him to.
All right. Yeah. Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, On List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Cakes, you're always fascinated by serial killers, right? serial killer shows, docs.
Yes.
And one thing that I think is somewhat common in serial killers is they go back to, like, their childhood, right? And they find certain traits, certain things that maybe, like, well, yeah, he was a little bit off.
Right, some signs. Yeah.
So yesterday I was running around, you know, having to do, like, a lot of stuff for my mom, going to the courthouse, going to a bank, a safety deposit box, and all this stuff. But eventually I end up at the house because we're trying to go through, decide what we're giving to charity, what we're going to donate, what we're going to throw away. And my mom kept stacks of, like, old papers. Now, the house, if you went in the house, was perfectly clean. But she had filing cabinets and closets, which were stuffed.
Right.
And so pretty much just ripping through the papers, throwing most of them away. But every once in a while, I'll stumble onto something. You know I sent you guys a couple pictures of, like, old pictures in the past, whatever. And I saw this, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's maybe not as bad as I'm making it seem, but I was almost destined to be a serial killer.
Oh, really?
It's a story that my mom kept for some reason, which I wrote, I think, in the second grade. Okay, so it's very simplistic, but listen to this. I saw a snake. He called me a jerk. So I put him in a cage. And he came out. So I told him to go back, but he didn't. So I said I would break his mouth. So I hit him in his mouth. Oh, like, it was just a, just, I'm
well,
just,
I mean, like, you know what? Snakes.
Like, a lot of rage there.
Well, animal torture is always, like, a red, like, if,
understood.
Like, yeah. Serial killers, there's almost always some sort of, like, they start off with animals.
I think
then,
Jeffrey Dahmer did that.
Don't they start out with, like, cats or dogs? They don't really, I mean, a snake, I think it's acceptable. I think so, because
snakes are terrifying.
Yeah, right.
By the way, my picture of a snake, it's the worst thing I've ever seen. I've never been an artist, and I know this, you may not be able to see this with the green screen and everything. That right there is a snake.
I mean, come on. You're not Van Gogh. I mean, you're not some sort of talented artist.
Sadly, I haven't advanced much beyond that second grade artist in life. But, yeah, I think if they had inserted that into a serial killer doc, you would have been like, yeah, makes sense.
Sure.
I don't know. I think a snake you're okay to kill. If you said that you smashed your cat or something, or a squirrel.
Right.
You know, or something kind of cute. And I understand that people that love snakes would be infuriated by hearing that, but I just think snakes are evil.
I don't know. I mean, I was never like, some people are good at, like, writing fictional stories.
Yeah.
And all I really remember is my dad, like, had kind of a perverse pride that I got in trouble and they had to go to the principal's office because in one of my stories that we had to write in, like, third or fourth grade, E.B., Cakes and I all went to the same elementary school, I wrote about a witch who made magic pancakes by farting.
Hey, and I got in trouble. Why are they trying to stifle your creative spirit, J.P.? What's up with all the censorship? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Do young girls are they as attracted to farting as
no
guys?
No way. Impossible. Huh? It's something about the male, like, males
honestly,
are just inherently
why is
drawn
that a
to
a guy fetish. I'm 51 years old.
In terms of what?
In other words, if you fart, I'm going to laugh.
We're just fascinated. Okay. I mean, Valdez still plays constantly.
But you're not around girls when they're just together. What if one of them does? They might laugh.
My daughters, and they, you know what? They have my sense of humor, so maybe they're outliers. So they do. They don't. They'll rip one around each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm guessing it does become a big time. It's like, it's probably just a little blip. For Valdez, if he hears the word fart, It sets him off for the whole day.
I know. But do you think girls...
What, are sitting around farting in front of each other?
Well, that they did, they get
telling each other
out
to pull their fingers.
Yeah. Well, when they're with their girls, and one, just say one inadvertently, they're trying to slide a silent but deadly, but it's a make some noise. Do you think they start laughing or they?
No,
try,
it's not like us.
Probably not.
No, it's
EB,
a shock.
They're not writing short stories in elementary school about a witch that farts and makes pancakes.
But again, it starts from an early age, and apparently it never fades.
See, we in my house, this
they
is
don't,
very...
They tradi- don't put their hand underneath their underarm.
Well, that's a tried and true classic, JP.
Yeah, that or over the mouth.
Now, I don't know if they're still doing that in 2021. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Do you guys do this? We legitimately, me and my youngest, legitimately have this bit where if I feel one, I say, grab my finger.
You still do the pull my finger?
I don't do
and
that.
My, like and you my, just
my youngest, she's 11. Yeah. She will do that with me, too. So it's a bit we have between the two of us.
That's weird. I'm sorry.
That
that's
is weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
That's very strange to me.
I say, hey, pull my finger. And then she says, no, no, no. But then she wants to. And then she so she does. And, you know.
It's not right, as weird right as the dumb game you DeMatha boys played years ago where you try to get people to look.
Chalk people up.
Yeah, chalk them up.
Yeah.
We would do that on basketball trips, and we would mark it on the mirror how many times you got chalked up.
I mean, that makes sense. That's like male bonding, you know, with a bunch of like 15-year-olds.
There's never been a group of women who ever held a lighter behind their booty and ripped one.
And tried to light one.
Impossible.
It's never happened in the history of land.
Right.
History of land.
So do you think with your daughters, you're gonna when they get a little bit older, you're going to tell them to pull your finger?
No, never.
You would not do that?
I've actually never farted in front of my wife.
That's not true.
I swear to God.
You've slipped one before. Like,
well, at night, I guarantee you have.
Of course you have.
No, but like she's hurt.
Yeah.
But
you know why?
Yeah.
Because it's like an unwritten code that we have. I don't want her doing that in front of me.
Right, so you know that as soon as... As soon as you do
and
that.
And I want to be attracted to her.
Yeah.
So if she starts ripping farts in front of me,
right,
it's over.
It's a deal breaker.
That's just my own personal hang up.
You just think it would actually be a divorce?
We'd be on that path.
Really?
But without my boys, we do it all the time.
Right. But you don't want your wife. Yeah, but I mean, no wife is going to just like fart in front of you on purpose, but they slip.
They do slip.
I think there's a lot of wives that
decide
to rip them in front of their husbands.
Really?
Well, they're gross.
That's very unattractive, though.
Yeah,
that's that's not a positive.
You know, my daughter, I was telling you during one of the breaks, I think, one of my middle daughter, she's 18, her sort of smell thing is she's totally grossed out by the smell of food. So, like, if we walk through a hotel and she smells like food, like maybe somebody has, like, their – let's say they had – food delivered to the room or whatever, and then they put it outside the door, and you walk through the hallway, and she smells, and she's totally grossed out by that.
Like certain foods or just like leftover food?
Does any type of food smell in an inappropriate place?
Yeah.
She does not get sized. And now
what about a neighbor's barbecue? Do they get sized? Does that bother her?
What is it?
Like a neighbor has a barbecue because I love that smell. I get jelly.
No, I think it's indoor trapped.
Got you.
Like an indoor trapped food smell, and now that's in my head. So, like, you know, when I'm going to Poughkeepsie or something, I get in a hotel and I smell food. Now I get grossed out.
Mm.
But I never thought of that before. If we get into an elevator, she goes, oh, I smell food. Oh, gross. Like, if you bring food in the car.
Yeah.
She does not get sized.
Even if it's a silly smell like McDonald's fries?
Maybe.
Not sized?
Like, I get sized when I would pick up crabs, and I would have the crab smell emanate throughout.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
See, now he's
are you trying
up to you
are you trying
these?
To bond with me?
I'm just saying, EB. That is a smell that I don't think I would ever not like.
EB, that's not a smell, but I thought of you yesterday.
Yeah.
So I went to the courthouse in Upper Marlboro, and when we left, I brought Isabella with me. And we stopped at Arby's.
Yeah.
And there was a big sign.
I get sized
for
Arby's.
I didn't go for it.
I might go to Arby's.
Right.
Arby's roast beef and cheese.
Well, I got
so
the
good.
Beef and cheddar, which I think Evie enjoys too.
I get beef and cheddar,
but,
no bread.
They have their traditional milkshakes, chocolate, vanilla, but at least I think this is a new feature. They have an orange milkshake.
Oh, I would be sorry.
You were a sherbet like, guy back in the day.
No, it's like an orange Julius. Who doesn't love an orange Julius from back
in
the day?
No, I would be sized. Dude, you don't understand. Cody, you guys aren't here. Cody's sitting there with a dozen Krispy Kremes in a box. And, you know, here I am. I'm going low carb.
Yeah.
it's impossible to walk.
You're gonna make it a cheat day?
No, I haven't cheated yet the whole time, so I'm not going to. But that's brutal.
By the way, I forgot to mention the other night at MGM National Harbor, Cody Betts is the king of tracking where I am in the room because he's desperate for me to be at his table so he can try to get my bounty.
Yeah.
And I had slept on the fact that they brought me back to a table because they moved me every three levels. They brought me back to my original table, and I just sat down and didn't think of anything of it. And Cody raised a stink about it, which makes sense because he wants a shot at the bounty too. So then I finally get moved.
Raise the stink.
To Cody's table, and the first hand I play, I got knocked out. He didn't have any shot at the bounty. He had no prayer, none whatsoever.
By the way, getting back to the smells thing, I think I've told you this before. Do you guys have a smell that gets you sized?
I've already been down this road. Yes, I've talked about it a million times.
No, I'm talking about like increased blood flow.
Oh,
I'm not talking about maybe you're hungry.
No, when I walk through the doors of the Borgata. It makes my pants move.
So you're, I know, but you're, that makes you a bit. Like, I know you get excited.
No, it's
like,
intoxicating.
Yeah. And aphrodisiac.
You're saying that there's a smell that gets you sexually aroused.
I get turned on. I get sized.
What is it?
Mademoiselle Coco Chanel. It's a particular fragrance, or whatever you call it, that I can walk through like a mall, and if someone walks, I could smell it.
It arouses your olfactory senses.
Yes.
By the way, my wife is still without taste.
Do you know
smell.
That smell of that
She's
one?
So distraught.
No. Yeah.
She I wouldn't know taste. One perfume from another.
Yeah. My wife still hasn't had taste or smell for last
of money.
No, if it was cash, you would say it.
Wow, you definitely. See, that one needs to go on the outhang. You're correct.
Yeah. I didn't even have to look. I already knew that.
Yeah, it's not a fragrance that you get at
that word kind of
no, Macy's.
That word is kind
of
silly.
Now all of a sudden you're sized. We got to go to break.
Now Valdez has blood flow.
I want to say
who did the song? WAP. He loves that song.
Cardi B. Yeah. And Megan Thee Stallion.
That's definitely Lurch's song.
What? I didn't understand
hilarious.
That.
Don't worry.
You're just missing one word there.
Yeah. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I get aroused for golf. Golf season is here. Go to the source for the best selection in clubs, apparel, shoes, and more. Golfdom. Golfdom is fully stocked with the latest in clubs, including the Callaway Apex DCB Irons and Epic Woods. Shop all the new stylish clothing for on and off the course, Peter Millar, G4, Jay Lindbergh, Lululemon, and more. And for new golfers, Golfdom has great package set options to get you started. Golfdom's located in Tysons or at golfdomgolf.com. Golfdom, live the game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. He plays the music for our weekend preview. Anybody do anything cool?
Oh, well, I have weekend preview. Here's mine. We have about 15 kids is crashing in our house after prom tonight.
Oh,
so that is going to be
interesting.
Stressful.
COVID party.
Yeah, I think supposedly all the kids allegedly have had their vaccines or whatever. So
you making sure it's dry?
Yeah, I'm not worried about COVID.
It ain't gonna be dry.
Well, the thing is, I think
if they're staying over,
I think it's I got a good shot at it because they're going to. We're the last stop. Mm-hmm. They're doing like 3 parties before, so they're not scheduled. Think about this, Jason. I don't know how you'd function. They're not scheduled to get to my house about 1:30.
Jeez.
So then, and then they want to get up at like 5. So they're truly just need a place to crash.
Why do they want to get up at 5 in the morning?
Because apparently it's a tradition at BCC, I don't know if at other schools, that you do pictures in the monuments in your outfits, right? Yeah. The night of. So that's where they're all going. Uh-huh. Taking a limo and all that crap. And I don't begrudge them. The last year has been awful for these kids. So I don't mind them enjoying themselves. They're going to go down there, take limos and everything, get pictures all dressed up in front of the monuments, and then go house to house, have little get-togethers. God only knows what happens there. And then...
You don't want to think about it.
Crash at our house and then get up at 5 a.m. and do pictures of the monuments in a sunrise when they're all like in their sweats and T-shirts after.
So all 15 kids are going to stay over? Where are they going to sleep?
The basement. Like, I told them, so some kids are dropping off sleeping bags and, you know, that kind of thing. And,
You got to be up when
they
get
there. I'm going to see if I can.
You're going to pass the buck?
Pass the buck.
I mean, how can you stay up till 1:30? Well, I guess you could take a long nap.
I could just wake up.
Yeah.
You know, either or. But that's going to be stressful. And I tried like hell. I said, I don't want to do it. But nobody wanted to do it. So, you know, somebody had to take the bullet.
My daughter's high school did a prom thing where they broke up the seniors in groups, and NBC4 actually did a story on my daughter's high school and their prom, and they sent cameras out there, and they sent Darcy Spencer, who's one of their reporters, out to Briarwoods High School, and they just kind of, you know, broke down how the school allowed it, what was allowed, what wasn't, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my daughter was featured, well, not featured, but she was showed on the coverage.
Nice.
On NBC4.
Did she get a good quote in? Did the reporter give her a compliment, like Drab was giving a compliment?
No, they just showed her and her friends with their masks on, looking at the camera, and, you know, it's kind of goofy.
She didn't get a line.
No line. She probably wouldn't have talked anyway. If they asked her, she would have said, no thanks.
But my weekend will start when that's over, right? And then, of course, it's Mother's Day. So,
right.
You know, you got to do, you know, we have a lunch. I'm actually taking my mom out for lunch today. And then, you know, I know JP will be a tough weekend for JP. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, I got to do something with the family. We have a reservation. I mean, you'll probably take your wife out, right?
We're going to do something. Like, I was kind of sleeping on it because I've been in Bowie a lot dealing with my mom's house and finances and all this stuff. But I'm working with Betty. You guys know Betty. She was like a daughter to my mom.
Right.
And originally, I talked about coming back on Sunday, and then like a day later, I was like, whoa, that's Mother's Day. I can't do that. But I'm also going to probably go to the cemetery, but I'm going to probably just do it all on Monday. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, I got she had a leased car, which the great people over at Dulles Motor Cars have helped me unload, because otherwise you got to make those payments, you know, another 18 payments for the leased car.
Right.
So I was able to get out of it. That it's not going to cost me really anything to get out of the lease.
Right. Cakes,
which is not an easy thing.
Magruder Lax debut tomorrow, 2:30.
Oh, so really?
I'll be watching
the
that.
The sneaking in a quick mini season, is that what they're doing?
8-game season, 8-game sprint to the finish.
That's pretty cool.
Starts tomorrow. It'll be done by, like, I think, first week in June.
That's pretty cool that they're getting 8 games in.
Yeah, so they're going to sneak 8 games in, so that'll be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Mother's Day.
Oh, and I do have – I'm coaching, and I'm off to a 3-0 start this year, defending our crown, our pre-COVID crown. Flag football. And then I have – and this is a question. I have a birthday party to go to for my cousin's son. He's turning 21, okay? What do I give him? $100 or $50, okay?
$100.
I think $100. I think you have to give 50.
I was leaning towards 100, but, you know,
knobs.
We're all squeakers.
Well, you're not in this situation, JP, but if you had a senior, you have all these grad parties.
Right.
And my daughter's probably going to. Yeah, you have it. I mean, we're probably going to be invited to 20 grad parties.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good reason to say no.
I know, but so you feel like you got
to
give them
something. If you give 100 to each, that's two Gs right there.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so you got to kind of pick and choose how much you give to who. I mean, family obviously gets more, but I got to kind of budget.
About that.
Oh, I got to budget what I'm giving my daughter's friends.
You know, one kind of thing that
seriously, it's on my mind.
One thing that I found at
so stressed.
One thing that I found at my mom's, which I'm going to have to split with my brother, but it was like kind of just, I think that she was doing this for other people's Christmas gifts, but she had, and Jason would be butt-sized for this, $500 in gift cards to Carrabba's. Like $50 gift cards.
Let's go.
Because I think she was using that as
That's
gifts to other
spot,
people.
That's not my spot, though. That's
I know, but
spot.
It's Jason's spot.
It's a great
I'm
spot.
Yeah.
There's one in Reston. Meet me over there.
Right I know. He gets so sized.
You got great dishes and great salads.
I like Bonefish. Bonefish I like.
Same company.
Bonefish, same company.
I know, but I'm not Carrabba's. I feel like a step
below. I believe it's Carrabba's, Bonefish,
Outback,
and Fleming's.
Yeah. Well, I'm
and I think actually you can use, like, that. I can grill it, but my Carrabba's gift card, I think on the back.
On the
back
of all the restaurants.
I think you may be able to use it at all of them.
You can.
So I could take it to Bonefish and turn into Carrabba's gift card.
You could take it to
card.
Bone, yeah, or you can get a nice steak over at Fleming's.
I think.
Or EB, you're a big Outback guy. I could give you these Carrabba gift cards.
I think the Bowie Outback is no longer.
It's done?
Uh-oh. I Googled it the other day.
They moved a couple years ago, but they just kind of moved to a different part of that.
I mean, when do Outbacks close? Usually
they're in Hilltop.
They do booming business.
Are you certain that they're still
there? No, I'm not
there?
Positive of what's happened in the last year or two.
Yeah,
but
I'm not certain that they're still there. Yeah. By the way, everybody's saying on Twitter that my house is where everyone's going to come to vomit. So that's what's going to happen.
Sounds like
sense.
A lot of fun.
Does your daughter?
Is it going to be? Only the girls are allowed to sleep over?
No, they're bringing both.
Uh-oh. You got your hot tub?
Dude, it's 4 hours. There's only so much nonsense they can do in 4 hours. I mean,
you can do a lot in 4 hours.
Yeah. They can, but I do
you
can think
you can do a lot in 4 minutes, right?
Sure, especially if you're Lurch.
Sure, if you're a 51-year-old. Hey, let me ask you this. Does your daughter, does she drink?
Yes.
Trulies and White Claws and that type of stuff, or does she drink cocktails?
I think more the
The seltzers.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
All right, real quick, we got to give
mean,
away
you don't know?
A copy.
I don't serve her Jack and Coke.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
Real quick, we got to give away a copy of MLB The Show 21. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You get a copy. MLB The Show is ready to play on both PlayStation and Xbox consoles. Get it now for PlayStation and Xbox at theshow.com.
The Show.
They smell pretty good in the basement.
Hey, I know.
Well, hopefully the basement, the bottom floor is.
What did you just say?
That had to have been dumb.
Valdez was begging me to say it.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
There's no way Valdez wanted you to say something that would get dumped.
He might.
I'm having fun on Friday.
He says that to me on a weekly basis.
Did that get through?
No.
No chance. We got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Valdez, I didn't hear you say the 10-second countdown, so we'll get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. Everybody have a great weekend. Be Mitch and Finley. They're up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.